Clara Barton is well known as the woman who formed the American Red Cross in 1881. The American Red Cross is an organization that is volunteer-run and responds to emergencies that greatly impact Americans. From helping families impacted by natural disasters to assisting soldiers in the war, the American Red Cross is essential for the well-being of Americans. Clara Harlow Barton was born in Oxford, Massachusetts on December 25, 1821. She was born into an abolitionist family, meaning her family was a supporter of ending slavery. Her father was also a farmer, and Clara helped her family with the daily jobs. Growing up, Barton's brother David was very sick, and she also helped her parents to care for him. Barton's family pushed for her to become a teacher after her phrenologist, which is a psychologist focusing on personality, recommended that she become one. She started teaching when she was 18 years old. She then founded a workers' children's school when she was 24 years old. At age 31, Barton established the first free school in 1852 in Bordentown, New Jersey. This school was public and not run by the government. By the end of the year, the school had an attendance of 600 children. She was the headmaster at that school, however, she discovered that a man was hired and paid more than her. She quickly resigned because she felt strongly about equal pay and vowed to never work for less than a man. In 1854, she moved to Washington, D.C. There she worked as a recording clerk for the U.S. Patent Office. She was the first woman to hold that position and was paid the same as her co-workers, which was $1,400 a year. Unfortunately, the year after being hired, a male in administration did not approve of women working in government, so he downgraded her position to a copier, which then resulted in a pay cut for Barton. In 1857, the Buchanan administration completely eliminated her position. However, when President Lincoln was elected in 1860, she was able to return to her copying position. When the Civil War broke out, Clara was still working at the Patent Office. The war started on April 12, 1861, and a week later, wounded soldiers flooded the streets of Washington, D.C. Barton quit her job and helped to gather bandages for these soldiers. However, she felt that she could be more assistance to the wounded soldiers by going onto the battlefields personally. There she aided, comforted, and prepared meals for the wounded. She soon gained the nickname Angel of the Battlefield. Once finished contributing to the health of the soldiers in the Union, she traveled to Europe to regain her own health. Upon arriving, she learned about the Geneva, Switzerland International Red Cross, which protected the sick and wounded soldiers during the war and formed nation societies that helped out when needed. This gave Barton the idea to form the American Red Cross when she arrived back in the U.S. She was president of the organization until 1904, resigning at 83 years old. The formation of the American Red Cross started out by Barton writing pamphlets, educating, and holding meetings with President Rutherford B. Hayes. The American Association of the Red Cross was officially formed on May 21, 1881. The next year, the U.S. joined the International Red Cross. Today, the American Red Cross responds to an average of more than 62,000 disasters a year. These disasters consist of home fires, hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, and winter storms. The organization also helps in wildlife relief. In addition to aiding in disasters, the Red Cross also holds blood drives throughout the country that helps Americans with sickle cell disease, cancer, and accident victims who are in need of blood. The Red Cross also holds its tradition of supporting Americans in the military, as well as their families. The organization provides home comforts to military families and services in the military hospitals worldwide. The services for veterans include referrals to community resources, help with claiming veteran benefits, and volunteer work in VA and military hospitals. Clara Barton would be proud to see how her organization carried on her legacy of helping those in need and how it expanded. After resigning from her position at the American Red Cross, Barton continued to give speeches and lectures which educated the community. She wrote a book called The Story of My Childhood, which was published in 1907. Barton died in her Glen Echo home in Maryland on April 12, 1912. In conclusion, Clara Barton was an immaculate woman with amazing power and drive. She helped so many throughout her lifetime, whether it be her ill brother, the children she taught, the soldiers she nursed, or the future families that the American Red Cross would help. Without the organization, many families from the time it started to now would have been lost and probably would not have survived their struggles. Not only did she create the organization that helped so many, she also fought for women's suffrage after she retired. She was an all-around supporter of peace and the well-being of Americans in every aspect. Clara Barton should be recognized nationwide as a woman who devoted her life to aid Americans in their struggles.